Turn on the computer. Portions will be for use, as I said, in our newscast later this afternoon and also for our newscast tomorrow morning. If you would, could you give me your full name and title? I guess you're with Towson University, or you're with a special center at Towson University? Maybe you should explain that.
Yeah, so Darius Irani, the director of the Regional Economic Studies Institute at Towson University.
Go ahead.
So we're a research think tank for the university. We do work for the state of Maryland, for local government, for federal government, for private sector clients.
It's been a few months since the sequester took effect. And as you look at the July unemployment numbers for Maryland that are out today, what impact has the sequester had on Maryland's economy?
Well, I think we're really seeing it come to roost in this last month's jobs report. It's probably one of the first months we saw a large amount of jobs lost, about 9,200 jobs from both private and public payrolls. You know, this is also the first month of the furlough. So, you know, many, you know, people, you know, who are on furlough probably not spending as much money. So they're not spending much money in the local community. Contractors aren't hiring as much people because they're not seeing as many contracts. So, you know, it's starting to really take roost in these latest sets of numbers. That being said, our year-over-year gain is still about 1.5%, but I would say that our growth trajectory has kind of, you know, flattened a bit.
All due to the sequester. I mean, when these numbers came out, the governor's office, the governor himself, tried, as you were probably expecting to, put a positive spin on it, noting that Maryland has gained jobs over the last year. But is all this the drops in July due to the sequester?
I would say a large amount of them are, especially in some of the sectors that are really related to it. You've got obviously about 1,000 drop of jobs from the federal payrolls. Again, as September gets closer and closer, these numbers may go up as agencies begin to figure out how to, you know, manage the sequester. Because beyond September 30th is also the fact we don't have a budget in place. But we saw some job losses in professional and scientific services, some of the temporary employment centers. So typically areas where, you know, we are seeing some of that that would be related to the supporting the defense industry and or the federal government here in Maryland.
So, I mean, is the job picture, at least sequester-related, the worst the closer you get to D.C.? So Howard County, Montgomery County, Prince George's County, where you find a lot of the government contractors located, is that where you're seeing much of the job losses?
You know, it really depends on some of these. I mean, some of the contractors may be impacted, but they may have additional savings. They can sort of weather some of the temporary cutbacks. But we do expect to see probably some changes, especially in the retail sector and some of those counties that are close to the Beltway, as people cut back their visits to restaurants, as they cut back their visits to dry cleaners and to grocery stores and high-end shopping. Again, you know, everyone's trying to budget their money accordingly, living in sort of in the new with a new budget of 6 days now instead of 11 days, but nevertheless still a cut in pay.
Have an impact on the tourist economy this summer?
Well, you know, surprisingly, you know, we have noticed that the deplaning at BWI has actually kind of been slowly declining over the last year. And we saw there was a cutback in the number of hotel, in hotel employment. So we're figuring out two things. We're seeing some slowing down of the tourism sector here in Maryland. We don't know why. But we're also seeing some might be attributable to the fact that some of the federal money that used to go to for people to spend for travel may also be, maybe impacted by the by sequestration, because we're seeing less federal travel due to the fact that agencies just don't have the money to spend to travel to D.C. for whatever thing they need to do.
I know one of the favorite tools of an economist is a crystal ball, so I'll ask you to look into yours. What does the future hold? I mean, do you see the situation getting any better, worse, or what?
Well, seeing the first month of it. You know, I say it's probably going to start getting, it's going to flattening out and getting better. We've just done a set of forecasts, and we kind of think that the economy will sort of still push along, you know, some you know, the long-term year-over-year job growth will still continue to be positive, but it won't be as fast as it was in previous months because you've got that little bit of a drag on you. It's like keeping your emergency brake on in the car when you're driving. It'll still go forward, but it probably won't go as fast as you want it to go.
Mr. Cerami, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.